Welcome into Before We Go, our last look at the Kansas City Chiefs loss and our first look at, let's say, a win Sunday at Everbank Field against the division rival Houston Texans. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're at the halfway mark, 8 down, 8 to go. What did they show last week that makes you think they can be better the next 8 games?
Well, since you're hoarse today,
sure.
I'll fill up most of the airtime. Which, if you'd stay that way.
As per usual.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if you'd stay that way, I think a lot of our viewers would appreciate that. just kidding, John.
Wow.
Happy Election Day. I saw something that gives me some optimism for the second half of the season. I saw them play well, right? Not well enough to win, obviously, but they ran the ball. They stopped the run. They stayed on the field a little more on third down. They got off the field. I mean, they did what they said they were going to do, what they needed to do. One of those turnovers isn't there, they probably win the ball game. I mean, the most important one, obviously, was Chris Ivory's fumble. But I like what I saw that gives me a sense that, you know, in the second half of the season, they can make a run towards 500.
It gives you hope that maybe what they can do offensively is something close to what they did and to put the ball in the end zone when they have opportunities and not turn the ball over. Because all the things they've been wanting to do, run the ball well, get some play-action passes, they finally did it. Was that Hackett? Was it more focused? Was it whatever? Who cares as long as they do it? I don't think you can save this season, but you can do some things to build on and give yourself hope going forward. And at this point, that's really what you got.
And the thing that we have to see is we've got to see them make the play at the end of the ball game against the Packers, yep, against the Ravens, against the Bears, and against the Chiefs. They had a chance to win the game at the end, and only against the Bears did they get it done. They've got to see that, and people like to call it killer instinct. They've got to see them be able to close the door at the end of ball games.
Yeah. How different would the season be if they did a couple of those?
Completely
no,
different.
No doubt. To the basics now, the Jaguars ran the football exceptionally well. They played solid defense on the other side. Where else can they find some fundamental football success?
Well, I think I've been harping on this for a while. Get a lead and then see if you can get a better pass rush. And then all that, what happens, Brian, is you get more turnovers. So that was what lacked in the whole first half of the season. They're minus 12 in the turnover ratio. That's why, as much as anything, is why they're 2-6. So I don't know if it's fundamentals, but get a lead, get a pass rush, and get turnovers. That's what's missing.
Penalties came back to earth this week, which was important. And I think that's something they've got to focus on is the discipline, the sharpness that is required, because you put yourself in a bad situation. And they did a lot of that against the Raiders and against the Titans. They put themselves in unmanageable down and distance situations. So fundamentally speaking, put your hand on the ground, right, and keep it there until the ball is snapped. Don't, and Dante Fowler's close to this now. A couple of times he's about to get himself a 15-yard yep penalty. Hey, whoa, okay. This is professional football. It's not college. They're all men here. You don't have to show yourself to be that except when the ball is snapped. So back away from that and play smart, disciplined football.
Yeah, it's time for that to stop. It was a good start Sunday for him.
Let's finish with Blake Bortles quickly here. He kind of remains a story, obviously, the rest of the season here. His success or failure will kind of lead this team. Was he better? Where was he better in Kansas City? And where can he be better against the Texans? Or can he be? That's a tough matchup.
I thought, other than a few balls, he threw the ball consistently. You know, I mean, there were a couple that kind of fluttered on him, and I've been harping on that all year. I thought he was slightly more accurate, just a little bit. Where can he be better? Reading the field.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of opportunities when Mercedes or Julius were open in the seam, and he immediately went outside for Marquise or for Allen. And that's that big play mentality, obviously, that you know that they had last year that he likes. Deep breath, see the field. See where those tight ends are. Be willing to take the smaller plays instead of everything having to be a home run.
Well, I'm on the accuracy train now, Brian, and I know you've been on it all season. It's got to get a little better. You've got to hit deep shots when they're there. Too many missed opportunities. To me, the final 8 games are about trying to figure out some way, is he the guy? Can we figure out how to use his skill set to be a franchise quarterback, deciding if you believe that or not? And I think this is a crucial 2 months for him.
Guys are getting open. That's a good sign for the offense. Guys are open. Now the quarterback has to take advantage.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this week. They'll be back in the practice field Wednesday, and that's it for Before We Go.